Okay, I have visitors now from Social Empowerment Radio. That is a project, as much as I know, but I think they should introduce themselves. So starting
here with Annette from Radio Korax in Halle.
And what is your part in this project?
Well, we are all equal members of this project. It's radio projects from three different countries, Finland, Italy, and Germany. And we all try to share our experiences, share methods. I bring in the experience we have made so far at Korax with inclusive radio.
Mm-hmm. And you have some inclusive radio teams at Korax, so it's different teams that are doing podcasts.
We have since 2014, we have this group called Illäufer. We make radio with them. It's a group of people who live in a, how do you say in English? They live in a home for people with disabilities, and they make radio shows since many years. But also we have youth radio groups who have autism or something like this. So there's quite some experience, yeah.
Okay, interesting. Now the next participant, Italy. Where do you come from and what is your part in this project?
We're representing the Italian radio. We are Radio Stella 180. We're from Italy, especially in L'Aquila, which is a very small city. Our radio was born by the ashes of the closure of the mental health hospital in Colle Maggio. And right now we're including all ex-member of the sanatory of the mental house, and they are doing actively the radio, so they were the one who decide how the production goes and the topic of the radio basically, and we just help him to do what they're doing, so it's pretty enlightenment experience.
And since when does it exist, that kind, and how did it come into existence?
It's basically 20 years old, because an ex-member of the Mental Institute, one of the doctors, came up with this radio to ask these people to came out from that experience and to talk about it and to basically give him a purpose to basically in a day you have to do the radio, so you need to be on time, you need to be on the studio, and that experience gave to these people basically a purpose, so they need basically to apply to the radio, apply to the program, and they're very committed. Our speaker, which is called Gigione, ciao Gigio, anyway, it is very, very committed to the radio, but if you don't know that, he has a pretty bad mental disease basically, but if you don't know that experience, you couldn't catch it basically. It's just a normal person, because it is a normal person, but yes, this kind of difficulty.
How big is the group, and how about the content of it? Do they do also music shows, or do specialize on the topics?
Basically, we met the day before the radio, and we decide all together what the topic of the radio is, and we have some music in it, and basically we decide together, but mostly them decide where the show goes, where they want to talk about, and we try to cover a politic, cover, for example, we have science. We talk about a lot of science because one of our associates is very committed into science, into even paranormal, occultist thing. We do also meteo because we are a radio, so of course we do meteo. And we basically follow him into the process, and our job is to facilitate him to do something productive, to do something basically good. But they are pretty good by himself.
How is it broadcast in Italy? Is this on FM or on the internet?
No, we don't have an FM station, because in Italy you need to pay to own an FM frequency, and they cost a lot of money, so we don't have that that opportunity. But we broadcast on streaming platform, and it is pretty good for us because they give us the freedom to do basically whatever we want. So we don't need money to finance the radio, and we are pretty free to speak.
Oh, super. Now Helsinki, Finland, introduce yourself.
Yeah, Helsinki Calling. my name is Jouni Tamminen, and I work at Social Pedagogical Foundation, Suspect Foundation, and one part of that is Mielentoto Valoa, Epic Light, and I'm from that Epic Light. I'm a producer there. And our people make media together. They make radio or all kinds of audio things. But besides that, they also make a magazine 4 times a year and also video and streaming video type of things. And the people who are attending, they have different challenges in their lives, mostly dealing with mental challenges.
How big is the group that is dedicated to radio?
To radio, it's quite small at the moment, 5 to 10 people, but altogether we are like 25, 30.
And it's also broadcast with a podcast on the internet, or is it also on FM?
Yeah, all of our programs are made into the podcasts, but maybe the main thing we do is like a pop-up radio. We go where people are going and showing that that we can do radio even if we have some challenges in lives. So it's kind of a statement at the same time. For instance, there's a big festival in Helsinki called World Village Festival. We have we bring our equipment there, and we bring our tent there, and we make live radio 2 days there, and afterwards. And these bigger productions, they also go out live from local community radio called Lähiradio in Helsinki.
And how did the whole project, the social empowerment radio, come into existence? Who invented it, so to say?
Was it us in Helsinki?
I think so, because an email reached us where you were asking if we would like to share experiences with you on methods.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it was my colleague Saija who contacted you, and we was because in Finland we are like only actor to help people with their challenges with media as a tool. So we reached out to change experiences and learn something from each other, because there ain't so much this type of thing in Finland.
No, maybe the Italian visitors. Why were you interested into this exchange of radio, social empowerment radio?
Because our radio basically started with a social empowerment project, because the same existence of the radio is started not because we wanted to do a radio, but because the radio is needed to the people to express themselves and to be free to be whatever they want. And even if they labeled with mental illness or mental disease, which are just label, they don't describe the person as they is. So even if the radio exists from today to the end of the days, and even if we had just one spectator, to us is good. We don't care about that. We just care about giving some experience to the people who do the radio, because we are just facilitator. We are not the mastermind of the radio. The mastermind of the radio are these people. So I think this is the the description of social empowerment. Mm-hmm. They are doing the radio.
Yeah, I think it's more or less the same with all of us, that we maintain the structures and let people get their voices heard.
Yeah.
Mm.
Basically.
Also in Halle, what is your experience? Do you think there's social empowerment, that people become more confident by making radio?
Definitely, definitely. We had some people in the group who didn't talk a lot. So, and then after a while, we gave them a microphone. They were able to ask everyone whatever they wanted to ask. And they kind of felt important. And then some people, suddenly they started to talk. And they, even in their private life, they became pretty talkative. Or the whole group, we experienced that in the beginning, it was hard to collect questions, and now it just goes boop, 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 and we have a whole long list of questions, because suddenly they feel that people are interested in what's going on in their heads. Okay, people want to know what I think about, what I care about, and this makes them more confident. They get more creative. It really does a lot to people.
How is this financial situation for you in Halle? Do you feel secure with your ideas?
Of course, it needs a lot of assistance. It's not possible that the kind of groups, they come and do their own radio shows, but they need help. So it always needs some people of us who do the editing, who do the technical stuff, and a lot of support work. So we need to apply for money so to make it possible. So it's always project funded, and as it is all, it's always like this, that sometimes it's funded, sometimes not, and it's
much bureaucracy, but
a lot of bureaucracy. Yeah, but now it was not funded for a long time, this project, but now we have we get some money again, and we try to put it on a regular basis. But for this, we still have to cross fingers.
How is it in Italy? Is it easy to have the opportunity to do that kind of radio, to finance it, also to
finance situation in Italy in this kind of project is pretty bad, if I can say that, because we are not. Basically not founded. The funds that we use to do radio came with our association, which is Association of Mental Health. So we help people with mental health issue to get alone and to get treatment and to get help, basically. And radio is just another tool to give these people help. So, and the nice thing about this radio is we don't need that amount of money to get along with the radio, because we already have the tools to do the radio. So we just need basically to press play and to let people talk. So that's the base thing. But of course, if we find more finance, if we find money, basically we can spread and we can make ourselves louder, basically, but we're working on it.
Okay, money in Finland now.
Money comes from the state, and we need to apply. Okay, it's always like for 2 or 3 years at a time, but every year we are reporting and we are applying for this money. And the money comes from the office called STEA, which is a standalone office for giving money from the funds that are catered from the people who play games, who bet, who play lotto, and so it's that money comes goes to public good, so to speak.
Oh, cool. Now, what's the next step for the project Social Empowerment Radio? I mean, you are here as organizers of such radios, but will be the next step that there are also participants of your working group, so to say, as a next step, as in the exchange?
Yeah, the first phase is that we visit each other. So next time we go to Italy and then to Finland. And during these visits, we try to figure out how it is possible to make a youth exchange in the next step. And that would be cool.
Next level.
Yeah, next level.
Yeah, cool. Then I wish all the best. We will somehow name the names of all of your radio projects on our internet page, so it's more easy to listen to them then, because if I tell them now to the listeners, it's probably difficult with the Finnish. But you can mention them again, the name of your projects.
Yeah, our project.
And internet pages, maybe.
Yeah. this is hard. Mieletöntävaloa.fi.
Write it down now, listeners.
Take notes.
Maybe we should have a page called Epic Light, but unfortunately we don't have that. We only have that mieletöntävaloa.fi.
Okay, we will.
We are part of a project called Radio Stella 180. And we have a Facebook page, so if you want to share, if you want to like the page, that would be cool. The radio is basically linked to this project. Mm. It is a mental health project, but basically the radio is one of the best part of the therapeutic empowerment, basically.
And Radio Korax.
Yeah, of course, it's the page of Radio Korax, radiokorax.de, or for the group of Ölöfer. It is still an old page. It's called auf.radiokorax.de, but we will soon have a new page, and then it will be radiokorax.irreleicht.de.
Okay, that's easy. We can write them down on radioplau.de, then we have all the internet links. That's perhaps easier than to write it down for the listeners on the
that
station.
That would be cool.
Yet.
An easier possibility. I thank you very much for the talk, and I'm very amazed about this exchange and for the results from this exchange. Radio shows that are in three languages, all mixed, Finnish, Italian, and German, Saxonian, Anhaltinian, perhaps. Yeah.
Let's see what happens.
It will be fun. Yeah, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.